Welcome to the Love Fiercely Positive Asian Podcast. This podcast series featuring Asian who are living with HIV. This project is proudly sponsored by Gilead Science. Each episode, we are inviting community member who are living with HIV and how they intersect with their own identities, such as refugees, non-status, aging women, and substance user. My name is Kenneth. I'm a staff member at Asian Community AIDS Services, ACAS. Today, I am delighted to have one of the community member, Chris, to join us for this interview. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Kenneth.
Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Right. So, I'm Chris, and I'm originally from Thailand, and then I moved to Toronto 5 years ago. And I was first diagnosed as HIV back home, 10 years ago. And then I was re-diagnosed here in Toronto last year.
So you've been in Canada for 5 years.
Yes.
So how do you feel as a person living with HIV? What is the challenges and how you overcome it?
Well, there are some differences. Here, I find it much better in Toronto than being HIV in Bangkok, because there's still a lot of stigmas back home in Thailand where I can't really disclose my status, because it's going to affect my work, the family life, and friendship, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why it's kind of something that hidden deep down inside of me, that I really can't speak the truth to my loved ones, my family, even my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I can. As I mentioned, being re-diagnosed here in Toronto, and where my mom, while my mom knows about it here because she lives here. So it's becoming very positive, because the perception is different.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. So did you find any communities in Toronto? If so, how and where you find these communities?
Well, obviously, at the beginning, I didn't know anything. I didn't know where to start. And then eventually my mom, after she found out, because I got very sick, and she got recommended to ACAS. So she called ACAS, and she got some advice where to start, where to take me to. And then I got recommended to ACAS, and then ACAS sent an agent to take care of me, which was a very good start. And that really, really helped me a lot with the situation back then.
Wow, that's great to hear.
Right, and then I have to thank you to ACAS. And then my journey starts from ACAS.
Wow. So I'm sure that those communities actually had a positive impacting your quality of life in Canada.
Yes, absolutely, especially being positive, where I never had this knowledge before, back in Thailand. There's no organization like this, or maybe there is, but I'm not really aware of that. But then when ACAS is penetrating and helping me out with all these issues that I have in mind, either health issue or immigration issue, they help me with everything that I have been concerned about, and making the situation much better and better.
Right.
Up to this moment. Yeah.
Right. So, since you mentioned that you are a non-status individual at the very beginning,
yeah,
do Do you feel any challenges being non-status in living in Canada as well as being HIV positive?
Yes, absolutely. I was very, very concerned at the beginning, being a non-status and the health issue where, you know, I have to go to the hospital and sometimes admit it several times. And the treatment was different, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then again, ACAS just helped me through it and navigated to the place where, you know, I got better treatment. If it's not, then I can just address to the ACAS agent who's taking care of me. And the issue is rectified very positively.
Wow, that's great.
Exactly.
So I assume you are on treatment right now on the HIV antiretroviral?
Yes. Well, actually, I started a little bit back home, but then I got some stigmas and then I couldn't fight through it because I lost a job, and, you know, because of, you know, people, some colleagues noticing that I was taking some medication and it was just investigated and, you know, I got terminated to some places. But here, and then after that, like almost 10 years, I was away from it. And then it was until it was diagnosed here and then I restarted.
And may I ask how you get access to the treatment, to the anti-HIV medication, since you're non-status?
Right. Since then, also again, I have to give the credit to ACAS that they navigated me and helped me until I get humanitarian, you know, access to humanitarian medical program to the hospital first, and then at the hospital, trying to help me to access to the network so that I can just get the free medication through this program from the manufacturer, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So how is your health right now?
Well, it's been great. It's been dramatically different than the moment that I was like hospitalized here in Toronto. Like, yeah, totally upside down.
Wow, so I assume that you have a better quality of health right now. So let me ask you another questions from a different angles. Being as a person living with HIV, how it really positively changed your life around?
Actually, I have to admit that it's pros and cons. Normally, negatives, there are so many negatives things, but I have found that after being diagnosed and admitted as a positive person, then something changes my life, such as my relationship with my family. As I mentioned earlier, that I hide this kind of information for 10 years within me, and I couldn't really disclose it. And you know, when you hide something deep down inside for too long and cannot really share with anybody, it you know, feels so it's unhappy, really. Like when you cannot go to deep conversation with anybody, because you're scared to be asked about your health issue, right?
But you are very comfortable right now.
I really
with
am.
Your family,
yes.
The great support. With
my mom was the most important person that I was so afraid that she would find out at the beginning. But then she finds out at the hospital, and then she told all of my other family members, and they were all okay and very, you know, turning very supportive. And all my worry was, you know, got rid of.
Wow,
you know, turning to be very positive, very supportive as well.
You have an amazing mother.
Yes, I'm pretty lucky enough.
Yeah, truly, yeah. So what about your social life right now, being living with HIV?
I was very introverted back then, but then when this kind of thing, when, you know, after my family knows my status and they're supportive, and then I have ACAS backing me up, so I just think to myself, I'm becoming very, very lucky person, and I want to share this this occasion or this fortunate incident to other other people who's living in with HIV and facing stigmas also. So I want to be like a good help if I could to anybody who's experiencing some challenges to work through it also.
So may I fair to say that you want to share your life experience to other peers?
That's right. That's right.
That's great.
And I've been connected to some friends who are having the same problems also. And if I have a chance, I wouldn't hesitate to advise or help them or navigate them to better advice or assistance to make their lives better too.
I'm so glad that you are so involved with the community and helping your peers.
Yes.
So, what about any self-care strategies for yourself?
Yeah, I've been through some workshops with ACAS, and one of the workshops is a self-care. So back then I didn't take care of myself, but now I have to be very caring to what I eat, and the rest time and stress is the most important thing that, you know, will make my health worse again.
So you're very mindful in eating with your diet. And
especially I'm a person who gets very, very stressed pretty easily back then, because I used to work like with people and then competing with time. So I have to know my feeling at the moment. I have to deal with it and try to decrease as much as I can, because you know, otherwise it might linger, and I would feel like, you know, my health is something wrong, obviously.
Well,
yeah, very, it happens very, very suddenly.
For sure, it doesn't come across to me that you are a very stressful person. You seem to deal with your virus, very well.
So I have to compromise with him. Become friends right now.
Right, so he's your permanent roommate.
Exactly.
That's true.
Never move out.
Great to hear. I'm glad the way you say it is never move out, right?
Yes.
He slept with you for whole life.
Right.
Well, anyway, it was so nice to hear your life experience. Any message to the audience?
Well, I wanna address this. I wanna pass my concerns to those who are living with HIV and experiencing probably the same problems that I used to. Either family issue or a social issue or a health issue. I'll try to calm down or try to get a support. If you can deal with it, you cannot tell anybody. You can try to deal with it yourself first. If it doesn't get any better, try to get some help. There's always an organization like ACAS or PWA or any specific organization in each country where you can just open your door to it and try to consult. And the problem, you think that it might not be solved and could not be solved, it might be solvable. Just don't rush. Try to take time and solve it step by step, and things will be better at the end eventually.
So your recommendation to people who are living with HIV is one step at a time.
Yes.
Don't stress yourself
out. Right, don't stress
yourself out,
because you have to deal with the stress. That's more important.
That's true.
Yes.
Very true. What about to the general public? They have not so much awareness about HIV. Do you have any messages for them?
I wouldn't say they have to be more educated in some area, but that's true. Like in here in Canada, a lot of people are so aware how the contraction of the disease is. For example, like especially those medical people, very rare. Well, not that I can't say zero, but there's few people in the medical fields that I have experienced. They're not, you know, even though they've been
so knowledgeable, but they're still really scared of HIV. But there's still some stigmas everywhere. But majority, they know and they deal very professionally with HIV people. For I would give you an example. Like yesterday, I went to another clinic, and then the doctor just asked me, "What? Do you have any medical issue or medications?" I said, "Oh yeah, I'm positive." I said, "HIV, okay," and he doesn't feel like surprised at all. He said, "Fine."
Wow, that came a long way, eh?
Yes.
We're living with HIV
right.
for 30 years now.
Yes, but compared to people in Thailand back home, a lot of stigmas about us. But they have time to learn about it.
Stigma still exists, but
still exists. We have to campaign it. Like, we can't really stop.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't change overnight. It takes time. It's something that we have to work on it.
As you mentioned, one step at a time.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you for the interview, Chris.
With pleasure.
But before you go, I'd like to ask you something else.
What is it?
Not so much about your life experience.
Go ahead.
I don't want to scare you. I just want to find out, what is your favorite food?
My favorite, Asian food, Thai food, Chinese food. Yes, I like dim sum, and Vietnamese food becomes my the cup of tea right now.
Any specific dishes?
Oh, well, absolutely. I liked pho. Yes.
I love it too.
I love it too. And then I'm going right after the interview.
Can I join you?
Oh no! Yes, for sure.
And the other question is, I like music.
Okay.
So I just want to find out what kind of music, any particular song you like.
Oh, the song? Well, I personally like the song called Jealous. There's nothing meaningful to me, but it's just that it reminds me of, my previous experience.
Jealous. I never heard about this song. Who's that by?
Jonas' brother.
Okay.
Actually, just one person called Nick Jonas, right? He's a solo in the room.
Well, then I should find out.
You
Thank
should.
You, Chris.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you to listening to Love Fiercely Positive Asian Podcast. If you want to find out more about this podcast, please visit acast.org or our Facebook.